Okay.
What we're in the middle of looking at the city of Mikaj, we noted the shitos that exist regarding Kiddushin Bechametz Asur Midirabanan, and more generally, Kiddushin B'Isuri Hanad Midirabanan. We saw that originally, and just summarize it quickly, there were three opinions basically in terms of, or three directions to go. One was basically the rule is what we have here is emblematic of the general principle of Kiddushin B'Isuri Hanad Midirabanan is no good, just as Kiddushin B'Isuri Hanad Midiraisa are no good. That was basically the what emerges from Summer Shonim Ramban as an example. Right, where you know the contrary Gemara, Kulin Shnishkud Bazara, that's not the contrary Gemara. That's that day which says if Kulin Shnishkud Bazara is La Deraisa, then there's no problem with the Kiddushin. That's because that day holds is no Isaranad either at all, not even Derba. Or it's a Machlokas Sugya to Kasim Nis. Right? Or the other end of the extreme was the opinion that held right, that essentially the rule is Kiddushin Misuri and Derabanan, generally speaking, are effective. Right, there's a difference here between Kiddushin Misuri Hanad Daraisa and Kiddushin Misuri Hanad Derabanan. What you have in Rav Gidel is really a very unique exception regarding Chametz. This is the position that the Rosh cites the name of Tosfos. And then we have a middle approach, right, which was that there's no rule on this. There's no one rule on it. This depends entirely on what kind of Derabanan we're dealing with. If it's a Derabanan Shigeshal Iker Manatora like Chametz, so then Kiddushin is ineffective. Like it is for Yisir Hanad Daraisa, but if it's an Eilui Korban Torah, like Chulin Shnishkud Bazara, right? So then it would be effective. Okay. We turn from there to analyzing at least where the din is that Kiddushin B'Yisur Hanad Darabanan is ineffective, right? Whether that's just Chametz, all Yisur Mishain Lan Nikar, or all of Yisur Darabanan Bechal, what is the basis for that? On what basis do we say that Kiddushin, which on the Daraisa standards that exist, is fully Kiddushin, because when the Darabanan said, you don't have to be choshish. Why? So we saw here that essentially there were two directions in Rishonim and Gaonim. Right? Some say Bahag, Balitr, right, that the reason is because Afkedim. I called Mikadish Daik Derban Mikadish. So Derbanan, even though this is only a problem in Derbanan, and in the Torah the Kiddushin is fine, the way this works is Derban came along, we're Mafkia the Kiddushin. Rashi accepts that too, he throws in Hefker Bez and Hefker. As we noted, that could be just an issue regarding Afkeinu, how that works in general. But this is opposed to a whole slew of Rishonim who say that this is completely unnecessary. You don't need to invoke any other mechanism, any other rabbinic intervention. Once they ossered it, Behana, then Midaraisa, given that it's ossered by Hanah, Midaraisa, there's no confusion. Reason being, because once they ossered by Hanah, it's Enu Shabakum. And once it's Enu Shabakum, so then you have the din of Kedushin Misuri Hanah, not good. You need to be no Sein Shvei Pruta, and here you haven't done that. So that brought us to basically start analyzing, first of all, what is the basis for there to be no Shovi, and then more generally, what is the basis for the din of Kiddushin B'Isuri Hanah, the rights of being no good. Most assume that Kiddushin B'Isuri Hanah, the reason that B'Isuri Hanah don't work for Kiddushin Kesef, is because B'Isuri Hanah are not Shovi. There's no Shvei Prutzi. And we pointed out that there's no Shovi for B'Isuri Hanah. It's pretty explicit in the sugya, in our perek, and Psachim, in Mishnah, in our perek, right, that talks about achilas truma, right, where ha'ovel truma mezid, in as much as filling in the Gemara, right, Mishnah says ha'ovel truma mezid is chayav. I'm sorry, it's pata, in as much as that's lefi damim, right, you're going to be pata because ain damim, ain lo dam, chametz pesach hasn't dam. And then we saw also, right, the Gemara said that if lu yitzuyar, that the chiyuv. Right, the Gemara had the Mishnah does say that for achilas truma b'shogeg you're chayav keren chamish, but you know the Gemara struggled with that and had you know at one point suggested maybe that's only because it's lefi midah, not lefi damim. If it were lefi damim, it wouldn't make sense to say that either. But it must be that the achilas truma b'shogeg is only chayav lefi midah, and there is a quantity there, so you know that you have to replace, and therefore that's where the chiyav comes from. But if it were lefi damim, halo ein lehem dam. So here we see that the assumption is ain damim at the very least the chametz pesach. So there is no shovi, and it makes sense to assume. Well, we'll see some maybe your cheats in this a little bit. It makes sense to assume that that's why kiddushin b'isuri hanah daraisa doesn't work. If you give somebody of no value, so then certainly you have no act of kiddushin kesef here, right? Good. Very good. So the question is, of course, assuming that it is the basis of the din that ain lahem shovi, but why is that? So here we start to present different opinions. What emerges from the Rebbe's parrots is at the very least you have one possibility. The reason there's no damim is because the maisa, nobody's willing to pay for it. Right? This is something that nobody wants. You want me to pay for the yisurei hanah? Pay me to take it away from you, right? It doesn't get anything on the market. It's no good. It doesn't have any value. Literally, it won't command any you know offers on, you know, if I offer to sell it to people, I'll get nothing in return. Right? This is like you know, Houston trying to get rid of Harden, you know. I don't know, I just saw that he didn't get
enough. Aha, relevance.
Ah, there you go.
I'm instantly more engaged.
I should do it more often?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, come back to, right? So there's nobody, no takers, right? Nobody's willing to trade anything for it. Okay?
This is the downside of trying to be relevant.
See that? You gotta pull back.
Yes.
So I'm pulling you back, rolling back in. So there's nobody willing to trade for it. So that's one possibility. That's clearly, we saw, right, Rabbeinu Peretz has this in mind. Laying to come. It should be noted that this is not obvious at all for a few reasons. One is that the Mishnah does say in Kiddushin, Machron v'kiddushin d'mayan l'udefis. So what is that Machron v'kiddushin? I mean, why? How did you get damim for it if it's not worth anything and nobody's willing to pay for it? Right. That's I think the question that you would ask immediately off the top. You know, serving parrots. One can wonder whether or not this is really true that there's nobody who's willing to pay anything for it. But forget, you know, Hakush Machish. The Mishnah is Machisha. The Mishnah says that Machron Mekidish is man. So obviously you can get money for it. The Rabbeinu Peretz, as far as I know, does not address that explicitly. Perhaps Rabbeinu Peretz would have us assume that the buyers in that case were unaware. He would then assume also with the Yerushalmi. I mean, Yerushalmi actually does work for Rabbeinu Peretz, just on the point, not the explanation necessarily, that depends on how you understand it, but just on the point that the Yerushalmi does seem to say, this Mishnah shows you that Mekadesh v'Gezel is Mekudeshes. So that would work nicely for Rabbeinu Peretz. What's going on here is the people are unaware, right? People had to get money for it, and the guy didn't know it was possible or not. And then the reason that it works is because Mekadesh v'Gezel, what Yerushalmi says, Mekadesh v'Gezel works. The Yerushalmi actually does not say this is because they were unaware of it. We'll get to what Sean said. Rishon has in mind here, why it's Gezel. But I think he would say, it must be that they're unaware of it. So if you say that, so then you have to assume something about Kiddushin, which is that would work, which is what Rishon says. But the problem, of course, is that the Rishon, as the Rishon note, our Gemara in Kiddushin specifically says that it's not true. You cannot be Mekadesh, because at least not Lefnei Yayesh. And you don't want to say this Mishnah is Dafka assuming they're Miyash. That's a Mekimda for Noah. I think the alternative is perhaps Rabbeinu Peretz would say that the fact there isn't a market for it doesn't necessarily mean you won't ever find anybody willing to pay for it. And we know that phenomenon exists because there's a basic issue in the Torah which is predicated upon it existing, which is what?
No.
I mean, what's going on? I don't know. What's going on is one person happens to be willing to pay a lot for something which is worth according to the market. When you put it into the public, you let the general public, you know, determine the price, this is the range. You're way beyond the range. So you are way beyond the range.
That seems to be based on ignorance, not because like he knows how much it's worth then.
Lav dafka,
the realm of mekach toes. That's
what?
Depending on the value, it's a mekach.
Well, that would depend on how much of it. I mean, whether or not the mekach will be better would depend on how much. But your assumption that in the case of a no, the guy is out of ignorance is lav dafka. In fact, the Gemara
isn't the shear the time it takes to bring it to an expert for evaluation.
The shear of Chazar. But that's just in terms of defining the shear of Chazar. We don't assume that the person doesn't know about it. We just say that you have the option of doing one or the other. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the Negev. But actually, the Gemara Mitzia, Samach Aleph, defines the differences between Gezel, Ona, and Ribis, where the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara there says, Ona, lo yadive. So maybe the assumption was that he doesn't necessarily know. I think it doesn't mean that he doesn't, because in the end, the Gemara ends up saying that with regard to Ona, it says, Tomar banashi derech mekach chumem karvishne adam shetzichim lechepetz v'kon biyosem yishav yach. So I think the Yisra Ona is not predicated on the person not knowing, even if he knows, he's still Osir. That's actually the whole Sugi and Makos. If you stipulate Abanashi imbo Ona, it doesn't work. Maybe you can work through Mechila, seems to be what the Sugi and Makos is talking about. I mean, there is a chiyuv, you have to pay back, but mogulis. But either way, it's not assumed that the person is enough. So I do think that Honnah is a raya, right? That we recognize that there are situations where you'll find a person to give you a sum that is far beyond the value of the item. So that doesn't change the market value. Right? The market value is market value, even if you can find here and there somebody who pays for it more. Maybe this is what Rabbeinu Peretz thinks is going on in the Mishnah and Kiddushin, right? That it's not necessarily that he was unaware, it's that maybe there is somebody who you'll find. Whatever reason, the guy he's trying to collect his Surya now. He's a weird guy. Right? So he's weird, and he'll pay you for it. The market value is still zero. That can happen. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is referring to. If you were to find such a weird guy, sort of has different priorities than the rest of the world, and he'll pay you for it, then that money actually can be used for the Kiddushin. So that maybe, I think, what Rabbeinu Peretz is saying. I'm just saying that that already the assumption that there's no market value, you just have to contend with the fact that the mission does consider what happens if you sell this and you use the dump, which is a point which we'll come back to. But that's Rabbeinu Peretz's suggestion, that it's simply based on the fact that nobody wants to buy it. Others, though, give different reasons, different explanations. And here the issue comes up in the context of a Rashi, right? Rashi in Chulin and in Avodah Zarah, he's mechadish that there's an iser to the machlif, even though in general we say that the assumption is that chilufeihen are mutarim, at least with the evid. Right? You're not allowed to sell it, but if you do sell it, at least with the evid, you can use that money, right? Rashi says that's not true for the machlif himself. He actually is not allowed to use it. It's only other people that can get benefit from it. Right? Again, Rashi says this explicitly. In Avodah Zarah, this is Derabanan. I think some Rishonim weren't sure about if Rashi and Kulin thinks it's Derabanan too. But either way, he says it must be that this is usher to the machlif, whether Derabanan or Derais, it must be that it's usher to the machlif himself. Other people can use it. I'm talking about the Dmei Hadavar, right? But you can't. Why does Rashi feel that we need to say that? So he explains. Rashi says it in Kulin, right? That the reason it must be that he can't use it is because otherwise, Yesh Daman L'chametz Pesach, meaning otherwise you have Yisroinah, have Shokin. Right? The shavu. Now Rashi seems to be assuming that if a person can, once he gets the dhamim in exchange for the object, if he can use those dhamim, then that has value for him.
You look forced the issue.
What?
You look forced the issue.
It that makes it worth something to him, even though he had to violate an iser, and even though if he's willing to violate isers, even if it's also good, he could still use it. But for Rashi, the litmus test, it would seem, for whether or not this thing in his possession has a certain value, is can he sell it, not is he permitted to, can he sell it in such a way to be in a position to then fully, lawfully, legally have every right to use the money? And if the answer is yes, those dhamim would be mutarim to him, so then even when they're not dhamim, it still has that value. That's Rashi's assumption. So this brings other Rishonim who disagree with that, to question this, but in the context of disagreeing with Rashi, they give us what they think is responsible for the fact that ain't damim lecham the pesach. Tosfos, right? Tosfos focuses on what? Tosfos says that even if it's true that you would be able to use the damim, it's still also to sell. Even if you would still be permitted to use the damim, but still ain't damim lecham the pesach. This is where they're explaining basically why there's no damim pesach. And the reason is because, says Tosfos, there's an Isser Mechira. The Isser Mechira is what provides for its being considered to lack Shogun. This was cited by Rabbeinu Peretz himself in explaining, again, the natural anchoviness that applies to anything which becomes forbidden, from God too. And we'll see other Shogun bring it up too. What's the idea here? How does the Isser Lumkor prevent the assignment of value? So here, I have made the argument, I still think this is one possibility, that the view of something as having value is based on its being easily interchangeable with that. You can at any moment fall, simply trade it in, mali hang, mali dmein. Okay, you want this? I'll just go trade it. It can easily be interchanged at any moment with the value that you're talking about. Right, that's what its having value is. It's easily interchangeable. You can access that dummy, at any moment. The authority that's assigning and assessing its value is only going to account for economic behavior that is actually legitimate for you to do, that it allows you to do. Right? The system is not going to say, well, this is easily interchangeable when it says you can't do that. Right? If we're forbidding for you the means of realizing that which is responsible for its having value, so then we're not going to then assign it that value. We ourselves say it is not easily interchangeable, because to do that you have to violate what we're telling you. The law itself forbids you from actually interchanging it. This is whether or not you actually, we think you might do that. The point is, you know, for the halacha, or for any of your governing authorities, as I was giving you the analogy yesterday, the IRS needs to be in touch with the Justice Department, right? They're not in touch. You end up having that the government will tell you that you need to pay taxes on this item, that by law you're not allowed to sell. It's extremely valuable, even though it forbids you to sell it. And then you got to sell everything else. So the problem there is we're not talking to each other, right? So the idea is the economic authority is going to assign value, given that value is assigned based on the easy interchange, only if it's in fact something which is licit, is doable, is legally permissible. That's, I think, one thing one could have said. The Isser Limkor doesn't depend on what lemaisa happens on a black market. It depends on what the law allows you. If it's not easily interchangeable, why is it easy? There's a legal impediment. So then it's not something which then has access to realize any value that it would otherwise have. I think we could have understood it this way. I think it makes sense. I think what you find somewhat from some Rishonim is a slightly different stress. This is part of the text that I sent you guys yesterday, right? The Rav Yah, in the Ritva too, but I found the Rav Yah, the Tosafot don't explain at all why the Isser L'Mechira makes a difference. It just says there's still an Isser L'Limkor, so therefore, ain dam l'men charon. The Rav Yah gives us a little bit more to work with. He says, v'shem Rabbeinu Yivah, so first of all, he gives you an author. You know, this answer in Tosafot, who does it come from? Who's the Rabbeinu Yivah in the Rav Yah? Is the Riva. He's actually the first Bala Tosos. He was a Talmud of Rashi, right? This is the starter of the Tosos in Germany. Rabbeinu Tam already had the Tosos over the Riva. He didn't trust them. He thought the Talmidim were attributing things to the master that he must not have said. But the Riva, Rishem Rabbeinu Yivah, Ra'isi, the high Pirchales, the low Nechshadu Yisrael, and Kor Chametzal Nechachila. So the Riva seems to be giving a little spin on this. It's not just that there's an Isamachira, and that itself means that the halacha is not going to assess based on the exchange. It's that because the Torah answers it, we don't expect you to do it. Now, I think what this means is not necessarily, you know, that lemaisa, you're not going to. I think it means you don't have the right to presume that somebody's going to be over an avera. Now, interestingly enough, one could wonder, well, if that's the case, you're suing total compliance with halacha, so then why is it that there's a market for it in the first place? It's a question one can ask. So here I think there's a couple of answers that one could give. What could be the answer? Meaning, how is it, if lo nechshadu achach, so why is it that there's a market for it? Why is it that Rabbeinu Peretz isn't right, that you can't... Okay, that's one option. The first one is goyim, non-Jews. Non-Jews are permitted to. What? Yeah. In fact, that's what a lot of the Rishonim say the Mishnah Kiddushin is talking about. Machron Kiddushin, if you don't like the Yerushalmi, because we don't pass him the Kaddish Begezel Kiddusha of Kiddushin, so the Yerushalmi say, okay, maybe Machron Lagot. So that makes me wonder. That's a good point. What is Rabbeinu Peretz's answer to that? I don't know. Why doesn't Rabbeinu Peretz, isn't that something that would prevent Yisrael right now from having no value, is the fact that you could sell it to non-Jews, they don't care about Orla, they don't have a Chiv Orla? So it's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. That's one possibility. Also, could be Shogim. Also possible, and this is something we'll get to, it's possible that there are mutter uses which people would pay for. No. Right? Maybe that's what justifies the market for it. What? Holy, right? It could also be, I think this is also possible, that even if we don't assume any of this, it could also be that we are realistic, we are certain that there are vayonim out there, such that there would be a market, but we still have a halachic presumption that any particular individual in front of us, we don't presume to be such an avayon. So that there is a market for it, that we're sure of. But if you ask about this specific person and you think he's going to be trading on this market, well, we don't have the right to assume that. So the national Yisrael Al-Kaf means that any particular person, we don't expect to be engaged in the black market of the Surah Yonah, even as we're sure that there are people that would be. I think that's also possible. In any event, this is a second explanation for how the Isser Mechira gets involved. The Isser Mechira makes the legal impediment. We have to assume you're complying with that, and therefore there is no access for you. You aren't going to access, really, the market that's available. Again, slightly different than saying
maybe you intend to sell it, but it's not something that we validate, and therefore we don't consider the exchange easy in a sense. It's not interchangeable. Two different methods of machas binyan would be, what if we have, let's say, you know, certain evidence the guy is, he does this. Maybe it would matter for Rav Yah that lo nechshed Yisrael achach, so it wouldn't matter according to what I'm suggesting. So that's the second possibility in terms of why there's no shovi. Not because lemaisa, when I ask people, you know, pay for it, I don't get any answers, no offers, but because even though I do get offers, it's usher for me to take them, to accept them. It's usher for me to sell it, and therefore that market that exists is inaccessible to me, legally speaking. Whether because legally speaking it's inaccessible, or because given that it's legally speaking, we don't assume you're going to violate it, you're going to sell it, so it's not accessible, it's not available. So what gives it its value is blocked off, and therefore, in lo shovi. Okay, that's number two. However, other Rishonim, mostly the Ramban and Talmidav, other Rishonim look to the Yushami and believe the Yushami gives us a different answer to this question. It's not that there's zero value here because there's nobody who would pay for it if I brought it to the market. It's also not that there's zero value because I'm forbidden from bringing it to market. That's also not the reason. Rather, the reason is because even if we assume that there's a market and we assume that he's going to bring it to market, the money that he gets from that market, what I receive, the cash that I receive in exchange for the item, is not considered to be tmei hachevetz. It's not defined as tmuras hachevetz. Why is it not defined as tmuras hachevetz? Because the chevetz is valueless. Right. We start with the assumption that it's valueless. The mela, what you get for it in the market, is legally speaking not the tmura. It's not the compensation for the value of the object. What is it? So the Yerushalmi says gezel biyad. And I think the Rishonim are saying it doesn't mean necessarily that he wasn't aware. It means that it was for something that legally speaking is valueless, and therefore it's bata, just like ona, right? If I charge, you know, five times the object, the sale isn't good. The money in my hands is gezel biyado. But so some Rishonim think what the Rishonim are saying is it could be that it's matan. Now, it may not be gezel, that may be the wrong paradigm here. It's matana. So he gives it knowing full well everything, and then in that case you have it, but it's a separate transaction, and it's just the person being nosy models for you. It's legally speaking not the money received in exchange for the value of the item. Right? Now, what that leaves unaddressed, just that formulation itself, what that leaves unaddressed is why does it have no value? Actually, let me take a step back. I should mention. The truth is that all the Yushami says, it's like a line and a half, all the Yushami says is that it's ein demehen. And what they're saying is that what it means is that the money you're getting is not the value of the item. It doesn't represent the value of the item. And therefore, the Yishami says, this is meres mekadesh v'gezel mekadesh. The Yishami itself does not say why it's ein demehen. The Ramban is suggesting, is saying that the reason is because ein lo shovi. Just point out as a separate, you know, aside, it is possible to explain that without it being a reason of ein lo shovi. Maybe there's a different reason why it's not considered to be demehen. You could suggest, for instance, if you assume that there's no sechiyah b'isuri hana, which I gave a little bit of a course for, which is a huge issue in Rishonim, if you assume there is no sechiyah b'isuri hana, maybe there's no bailus, but there's certainly no sechiyah, then you could argue that it's not because ein damon lechametz b'pesach that the money you get from it is considered to be matana or gezel, but not demeachev. It's actually because of a different reason. It's because the lokeach actually doesn't acquire it. He's paying for something that doesn't happen. He's paying to acquire it. He does not acquire it legally. Therefore, gezel beyada. One could have said that, and I think that could have become relevant then. I think that could be also an explanation for why there's no shovi, because you can't sell it. Not that it's illegal for you to sell it, but because it doesn't work.
No transaction.
And therefore, whatever you get for it is not tmuras hameka. You can't sell it. People will give you money for it, but that's not a sale. That could have been a different reason. We're not going to pursue that. I haven't seen Rishonim really go in that direction. The Yisroelim who cite this Yerushalmi, you know, the Ramban's really the one who calls attention to it. They all uniformly, they just slip into the interpretation, right? They quote the Yerushalmi and interpret it at the same time. And when they quote it and interpret it at the same time, they say, you know, that Mishum Shainham, right, as an example. So the Ramban basically, Ramban and Talmidav say it in like three different places. I gave you guys, I think, two of them, you know, like Kiddushin and Pulim. Ramban says, Rochagi b'shem Rav Ze'era k'she'ein deman. That's all there is in Yishama. Ramban adds, "Perish the thirach mukdash." Why? She'in and demayin. What does that mean? So says the Ramban, "She may achar she'in tosin es demayin la'asar demayin begumar dilan." I'll be shunene behen achshav mutar she'in and elo. Here's the point. She'in and elo gezel biyado. She'in in hamdamin. That's his insertion of why is it that they're gezel? Because they're in hamdamin. One didn't need to say that. One could have said no. They're not defined as demay hachefetz, not because there's no shogi to it, but because of something else, because they can't be koneh. That's not the Ramban's interpretation. That's not the others, you know, who quote this Yishami, you know, and following him. That's not their understanding. Just take a look at the Ramban. Ramban actually gives a little bit more of a, you know, he works it out for you a little bit more. He says, "Lefikach mukdash levisha ein mamon zed damim shel orla." He explains now the connection between the fact that it's mutter, right, which is what Rishonim pivot to, right? That you see from this Yishami explanation for why it's mutter. Mutter because it's not the meha orla. You know, as they get from the fact that it isn't the main orla, the fact that that's why it's mutter. He says, "Lefisha ein mamon zed damim shel orla kelayakem sheilu hayakein af damim halalu hayu asurin lemocher." At the mekomaku minayim misani shemachem damim mali hein mali dmein. This is how they think Yisham got to this. Lu yitzugar that it were the mei hadavar. If we recognize that as being dmei hadavar, so it would be usur. Right, if this in fact were the Dmei Hadavar, so we would assume Mali Hein Mali Dmei, not obvious, but that's what the Ron had. And we should mock him to Kodesh, Levisha Ein Mamon Zed Dmei Anshal Orla Vekhlai Karim, Shekhev and Shehen Asum Rana, Ein Anshav Mamon, Umas Allah, the Matani and Biyado, etc. Right? So they all insert that the reason that Ein Dmei, that it's not viewed as Dmei Hadavar, is because there is no Shovi that would justify considering it Dmei Hadavar. Okay. Not in Yishami itself, but given that that's the case, we then have to ask, okay, so we're assuming now that there is a market for it, and we're assuming now that we can take that market into account. The fact that it's us to do it is not a relevant point. So what do you mean it has no value? People pay, you know, $20 for this orla. The answer is, when they give you that $20, that's not Dmeha orla, because the orla is not Shavit. Why isn't it Shavit? That part, as of yet, is unexplained. Right? Why is it not Shavit? I mean, you need to determine first that it isn't Shavit, then to say that what gets on the market is not its value. You have to first determine that it actually is valueless. But why? On what basis? It's apparently not the fact that it gets no money. It's apparently not the fact that it's usser. So what is it? So here I mentioned that I think there are two ways to go here. The first of which is, you might say that this is based on the assessment that halacha has. For something to have value to a person, it has to be able to use it. That's just the assumption. Right? And therefore, when you sell the lokeach, even if he's kona the item, let's say, if he's not able to use it, then it has no value. That's what's going on here. If you're not in a position to be able to benefit from it legally, that's a valueless thing. Right? What does it mean, ein lehem demayin, ein lehem shovi? Ein lehem shovi because he can't do anything with it. He's not legally allowed to do anything with it. That's what's going on. That's one possibility. I think the alternative is, and this is something I want to develop, is to say that that's not what's going on. What's going on here is the fact that Ein Lehem Shovi is a Gzeiros HaTorah. The Torah dictates that it has no value. It is mafkia, it's bearing value. And I would argue this is part of the Torah's program for the Isser Hana. And this I mentioned last time, and I'm developing it more. Right? The Yerushalmi gives us a great line in terms of the nature of an Isser Hana. L'rachako, right? Achila is an Isser Lechol. But if the Torah is asering it lahana, that's rachakoksi. And the idea being, this is to be distant. This is something that the Torah wants not to be involved and meshed in the Jew's life. L'rachakoksi. You can't get any hana from me. You can have no truck with this item. So as part of that program, it won asered using it. But in addition to that, it also was mafki. It also strips the item of all legal significance. Of all reasons it is an object of human interest, the Torah doesn't recognize it. That something like this happens, we can see clearly in a few ways. Number one, I keep on mentioning it, the huge machlokes of Yonim. Well, I'll just mention, I guess, some coverage for it now. I provided for it then, the locus classicus of the machlokes of Yonim about Bailus Bisurina is familiar? Anybody? Get to see it? From the end of the course here? It's the Ritva in Sukkah, right? The Gemara had said in Sukkah that Esrog Shal Orla is puzzle. Why? So there's a focus in the Gemara.
One day it says because
ain kod din mamon.
The other day it says because no hayder achil. Those are the two days. What each of those means is a question. But the Ravid Alatar, it said that when it says ain kod din mamon, it means is that it's not shalcha because it's aser b'hanah. This is the Ritva in Sukkah. Both of these opinions are cited in the Ritva himself. In two places, both on the Mishnah, on Chates, and then later on when the Gemara takes up the Mishnah. But you have been on Safari?
Do I have it on Safari?
Yeah. Can you get the Ritva on Sukkah on Safari?
Probably. What
I have it in the first sheet.
What daf is it?
It's on Lamed Hayim and Aleph. Yibur Masa Vashal Orla.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pirush HaRavid Dvarim Kepashtan Shehu Yisr Ba'achit Shehu Azar Ba'achila V'lo Karina Be'lachem V'chan Amar Lefi She'en Bo Din Mamon V'lo Karina Be'lachem Dum Yudit Truma Temeh V'avol Gav De'is V'avol Gav De'is Ba Mamon She'masik Tachas Tavshilo V'lo Chazi La'achila V'lo Karina Be'lachem V'chi Pligi B'davar Sheroi La'achila Bovad V'eino Rashai Le'hanos Mimenu V'inyan Acher Kedom V'yisr She'ni V'yerushalayim
So the Ravid says this is because Aser Bahana, it's not Lachem, Lo Karina Be'Lachem, says the Ritva.
It's wrong. Chada de'im came, Psula de'shal arla de'shal truma tameya, lo havi ela b'yom rishon.
That's one case, and then he also says the same thing on Chavtes Aves. It appears again. It says, "O Pirish Baharav, the Vade Lul Shal Sheira, the Goy, possibly on Rishon. Va'avagav de Lomit Mitzas Shiurik de Arman." Discussing there. Ela came the Havia Iser Hana, Lo Karina Be'Lachem. Once you're Kasan Lefanin, B'Shal Or B'Shal Turut Neva. Avav Yom Sheni Lo Bein Lachem Kasher B'Chiukom B'Gemara V'Chulu V'Chulu Yom Sheni. Then here, the Vade Kol Shu B'Rishus Sa Adam, Ve'In La'Achirim Bo Shum Rishus B'Shum Zchus. Avav Bishu Mi'Isuri Hana Lachem Karina Be. Says Vahisha Orla Shal Truma Im Shalom Mishum Lachem, something else. So this is the classic statement, right? We have machlokas here about something which is Aser Bana. It sounds like the Ritva is assuming that it's Aser Mishum Gezel, and there's a good reason to question whether or not the Ravi would necessarily agree with that. Maybe the Ravi doesn't think that's even true. Maybe Asuri and there's no Isur for somebody else to come and grab it because it's not Lachem. And this is a machlokas which really is a huge issue in Rishonim, and there are lots of sugyas that need to be examined in light of it. As an example, I mentioned Davov on the days in Psachim. If you think that means Einam Shalo, then you have a very good, very strong, compelling raya for the position of the Ravid, right? Einam Bershusa Shalom means it's not Shalcha, therefore you could not have the Pasuk happens to be Mechad, so you are. There's other ways to interpret that. There's also, one could say, you know what, maybe this is the Makor. There are some Achronim who think this. They believe that Nodim Yudah says this. And maybe this is the Makor, that there is Bailus Basir or not, the fact that Bal Yara Bali Matse. We wouldn't have known that you can only Surya know. We may have thought this is compelling to say you don't. But the fact is that the Torah asks Bal Yerba Matzeh. I mean, there's one case of a Surya where the Torah makes ownership in Issa. So you see from there, apparently you do own. That's how Rabbi and the Buddha says it. I think also maybe on the other, but I remember. There's so much fun to say this. Or you could just say in a means something else. Some others say. But either way, it's an issue that needs to be contended with. There are riots of Khan al-Khan. It's a long topic. Why am I getting to this now? So if you assume, like the Ravid, that it's not Lachem, the question becomes, how did that happen? Why is Aser Bihanav, why does it mean that it's no longer yours? Clearly, I think you clearly can't say, even though there are some who say this, I think I've heard this first from Rosenstein, I still don't know who actually argues this. Maybe the Mechazkina? That maybe Rashi thinks there's no Bailus, the Dabar Shein HaShavakut.
There's no...
I don't think it's possible. Can't fathom that being true. I mean, pictures. So anybody can steal my pictures? Nobody else wants my pictures.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I agree. But, you know, what led them to say this? The cause of the trouble here, in my opinion. the Rashi on this Gemara says the fish ain't by dimamun. She ain't a shavar pruta that yisuri hanala who will chach lach shalachem. The ain't a shavar pruta because it's zirv shavar. But the point is, it's ain't a shavar pruta and therefore lach shalachem. I think that's an impossibility.
Can you like?
But what?
Can't you just say that it's not called lachem for lachem purposes, but it's still.
You could say that also, that lachem legabe sukkah means something else, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. That's definitely the way to go, I think, before you get to it.
If you're chayiv to return something to somebody, medina shemayim, you're chayiv to return something to somebody, it's less than a shavu fruit to medina shemayim, no?
There's a question about that. That's Xos's opinion.
Okay, but how can you even have a havamina if
you don't have a
Yeah, but how can you even have a havamina like that if there's no bios?
You don't have to go to the Xos for me.
On the spot, it doesn't make sense to you.
Halacha doesn't conceive of retaining ownership of, you know, there being an Isser Gezel for anything which is not Shavei Pruta. It doesn't make any sense.
Right. Okay, so Lachem means something different here. Though.
Either that, or Rashi's not just saying because it's Inner Shavei Pruta because it's Zerah Na. He's saying, if it's Inner Shavei Pruta because it's Zerah Na, then maybe. Maybe
yeah,
somehow.
That's like, but that's like a weird way of saying it, no? Like, why would you stick in that it's.
It's so I'll give you the answer in a second. I think it could be because it's all part of a package. So I think the answer is it's not because it's not Shabbat moment and then once it's below the threshold, that would, by the way, also oster any arava that you find that would be possible for your food.
Right.
You couldn't even be able to use it. We don't find that stipulation anywhere. Right, so that would be very even with your revised understanding of Lachem. You know, that's not my preferable. I do think it's impossible to say that Rashi thinks there's no bailos for Pazmish Shavei Pruta. It's impossible in the Sugyas and Gezel. It doesn't ever come up. I mean, there are questions about, you know, in terms of the Chiyuv, maybe in terms of the Isser, certainly in terms of the Chiyuv, in terms of the Hashavah. In fact, the Gemara actually does say it's because they're Mofa. So that's an issue. But there are Rishonim who say Eimba Dimama. And, you know, that's a question about how those relate. But the Eimba Dimama doesn't mean, and therefore it's not yours. It means, and therefore, there's no chiyuv gzela for it. No, it's not yours. In fact, many Rishonim think you are over. The Rambam says it goes on close to, right? Obviously, the Rambam didn't agree with it. I don't think anybody thinks. I don't think it's viable. And I also just don't think it makes sense to assume that Halacha doesn't envision you don't have any rights, property rights to something if it falls below the value of shvipur. So I don't think that's really an explanation. But then, what is? So one could have said, you know what, maybe the Halacha conceives of bailos as consisting of, by definition, the ability to enjoy certain legal rights to it, such that if you can't use those, if you actually don't have those rights, you can't own it. It's an incoherent concept. That also is a tricky thing, and it needs to be examined. As an example, there's such a thing as a kinyan peros and a kinyan guf. We recognize the concept of a kinyan guf, even though it's quite possible that he actually doesn't own the usage of it. So that's a concept which, I mean, it happens to be there's questions about that, but it's a tall task to carry off the idea that once you don't have the legal right to enjoy a product, it then is impossible to also be legally an owner. So then why is it? I think the answer is, as you can imagine, that's simply a dictate of the Torah. That's the Torah being mafkia. This, the Torah is mashvehu ka'afar ba'alma, such that it's not something that a person can have legal claim to. It is an insignificant item. It is an item which is verboten. It's taboo. So the Torah is saying this is a nothing now. You can't own it. We don't recognize our ownership of it. We don't recognize it having value. We're not going to enforce. If you sell it and somebody gives you the money, we're not enforcing that. It has no value. It's the Torah's dictate, stripping it of significance, that brings it to, A, not have bailos. You can't own it. Also, an additional, separate, you know, parallel idea is also has no value. We don't recognize it as having value. These are two parallel manifestations of the general program of the Torah's stripping it of all significance, of being, you know, mashveyu kemachem. Sorry. I think it's also, you see this also as concept in various other places. I'll give you one other one. Maybe two. But in Gemara and Chulin, right, which again, this is what I'm showing you is the status being affected, not having to do seemingly with the fact that it's illegal to benefit from it. All right, but we find other things that come along with it. So one, we saw there was some Rishonim thing, is Eino Shelo. The Xos is the famous middle sheet of things that it's Shelo, but not Rishuso. That also is a kind of afko. Why is it not Rishuso? I mean, it's right there. That's an easier thing to answer. You could say, well, that really is more, you know, control-oriented. But the Gemara Chulin and the Gemara Bukhavim, let's put this din. The Gemara has a question about being Shochet Lavodazara, somebody else's animal. Now, Shochet Lavodazara, so that Aser is the animal because it becomes a Ne'avad, and therefore Aser Ba'anah. Ve'yibir Yatva Muma Mecherim, and the Rambam is also supposed to be Tavival Besefa. I'm sorry, quite everybody is supposed to be Tavival Besefa. So Gemara's question is, when, at what point does the act of Shechita upon the Tzeh, let's say, at what point does that actually Aser it? And the Gemara assumes at one point that this is dependent on the nature of Shechita, the Yeshan Shechita Mekilah. The Gemara of Bekamim, as we told this initially, on Yeshan Shechita Mekilah Vatsov. But the Gemara says, there's a case where you could be chayv three chatos for one act of Shechita, if you're shokit, chatos, it's always interesting when you find these. It's how many of theirs can you do, right? So, Hashokit, chatos, v'shabas, v'chutz, l'avarcha. So the Gemara said, you're chayv three chatos. And v'yamar kevun shachabas simenefka asra. And if you say that the animal becomes asura, mishum, nevad, as soon as I can shokit simenechad, right, let's say the kan of the vesha, whichever, such that now the rest of the simen, right, because shchita requires shnei simen be oruban be behema and simen echad rov simen be ov. So if you say it's immediately upon simen echad, that's enough. It's not the end of the shchita. It's enough already from the beginning. Ashkuti chutz on mechayiv. Don't be mechayiv for shkuti chutz. Mechatek ba'afar ba'afar mechatek ba'afar. Mechatek ba'afar. Meaning the Gemara seems to be saying there's no shem shchita. Why is there no shem shchita? Why is it not? Because it's you're mechadik l'avar ba'ama. What? Why is this avar ba'ama? So l'chora, the simple answer to that is because that's the status. That's what the Torah does. Misuri ha'no, it's not just that you can't be nana from it. It is a different kind of thing. Now the Torah strips it of all significance. So no, it's not shchita anymore. Now you're just cutting something which is just avar ba'ama. Now I have to be honest. The Tosos in Meruba withdraw a little bit from that statement, from that part. Because they note the Gemara in Meruba actually does cites the other manifestation I'm giving you, right? Not the fact that it's abominable, what? It's one of the Gemaras that is a strong rider for this position. I'll read it to you and all you know. It's a parallel Gemara. It says,
Lav Shalom
Kashafa? Correct. The Pursa Asra. Idach lav de marakatavach. So it's a little bit of a different context, but it's the same basic idea. Lav de marakatavach. So, all right. So Tosos note there, the language, Tosos altar. Actually, no, that's not the Tosos altar. This is Tosos. This is the Sugya Nachman. This is basic. Gemara says this twice. The earlier time it said it. Adaf ayin aleph on the base. Gemara said again about shulchan avar zara in this case. That's a pretty good raya, you know, for those who shown. It has to be contended with, it can be contended with. I'm just saying this is one of those Gemaras that okay, so it sounds like the original class was here and the right is right. So the Tosos there note says in Tomar Vlamali time of the Lav Demari Kashaki, typically the aims at Tvika, the Mechatik Bavabamahu, Kitamin Beshoki, Gabe Shofet Shabbos, etc. Someone could have said, you know, Lav Dafka did. But the Tosos themselves, the Yeshamah, the Hasan Nami lo Parach el Mishum de Ba'i Re'uya le Pesach al Moed became the Nesra of Shechita Pursa Tulo Chazi le Pesach al Moed. He's not saying that it's Ka'afar Ba'ama, it just means that it's no longer Roy to be brought, right? You're only Chayav B'chutz for that which could be brought within. Right? It's not just Shechita which is Aser, it's also not just Shechita, you know, that you have in mind to cut you, it has to be that it actually is Shayach to cut you. And if it's, let's say, for instance, a Ba'am, if it's not able to be brought, it would be possible to Korban, so then there's no Iser. Even if you tend to be bringing it, there's no Isser the Shechita of Shechitichot. So those who say, when it says Avraham, it just means that it's not Kashrut. Okay, so if you take that view, then it somewhat undermines, somewhat softens the effect, but I think there are Rishonim, the Ron in particular, does really sound like it. It's a din of a Chatek or Avraham. In fact, Ron seems to say, cool in there, Ron seems to say that it's not Mitaharis of Din Avela. I don't know, do you guys do that? Shechita Sisurina is not Mitaharis of Din Avela because it's Mechadek
Lavar Ba'am. Makes a lot of sense.
If you take
a formulation.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if others pick up on that Ron, but he does say that. So Again, what do you mean it's Avarana? It's just usher. It's a good cow. It's just that it's usher. Isn't that what we're saying? And let's say there's no shogi, however that happened. Let's say nobody's willing to, because it's usher, nobody's willing to buy it. Longing to Lukman. Good, fine, we're great. What is Avarana? Why isn't it his that we discussed? Why is it Avarana if it is Avarana? The answer is, this is the Torah establishing, this is the Torah being gozer, stripping it of significance. So it does this in multiple ways. It strips it of its identity, perhaps. It strips it of the ability to own it, and it strips it of its being considered a thing of value. It's not just that it's usher but not. So, having established, I think, this idea, one could argue this is what's going on. What does it mean, Yerushalmi saying? In a demand, it means this thing the Torah has stripped of all significance. Of all value. We don't accept that it has value. And if that's true, al korchenu, when you sell it, lahalacha is not going to say, oh, that's the demay tumura. So there is no tumura. You just gave him a bunch of afar. So al korchenu, that is not the demay ha'adabar. Again, we recognize people are willing to pay a lot for this afar. But because we say it's afar, it's worthless, it's nothing, we have no business with it. Therefore, it's also not going to be demay ha'adabar. So it's matana, it's gezel, but it's not demay ha'adabar. This I think also, if you look at, so this I discovered, I didn't realize originally, that the Ramban Chulin actually gives a little bit more. The Ramban in Kiddushin note just leaves it as the reason that the money is Gezel B'yado is because Enlodamim. Not bothering to tell us, but why then is it Enlodamim? It's apparently not because nobody's willing to pay for it. But the Ramban Chulin was acutely aware of this, you see, and he says, alright, I'll give a little bit more. Meaning, once I'm saying that the Shobi that you do get, and we understand you're going to get, if you offer it on the market, it's just not viewed as the money you get from it. It's not viewed as shobio. It's not the mub because ain't shobi. Then I have to explain, well, why is it ain't shobi? The Ramban, he doesn't have it, but he happens to decide. So the Ramban in Kulin says, while Bisham Mitzasi, Sadri Kotzi Shamish, ain't a man, Omar Rafin, as those of merit, Shemakatim Zela, Perush, Perusho, the fee have moved the desis, the fee shayn elu demand, shayn lahem dumin, the ain't tosin o sambit, is serve in el gezel be adamocher. He said, "Tam nirish afa mocher atzmo mutter osan adamim v'pishen adamim." Meaning, this is the explanation for why it's mutter. And he says, "Well, mitzino adamim pesachai." No, he's asking, "What about Rashi? If it's mutter to use it, right? So why is it?" So he says, "The reason is because of what I just said." So, "Well, mitzino adamim lefemach v'pesach tikeim and shem asur ba'na v'asalo nami lemochron." Stop right there. That's the Tosfos. You don't have access to that market. The next line, are you looking here already? You have the Ramani. See what I'm saying? Next, if not, the next line it undermines right there and makes you wonder, well, that can't be what he means. He says, Asur the Mochron, Asur the Mochron, Velitnan Bamatana. What? Asur the Mochron, I get it. So the means, you have no means of realizing value. But why is the fact that it's Asur the Likim Bamatana relevant? Presumably, by the way, the reason it's Asur the Likim Bamatana is because it's Mafsik the Chatova.
It's what?
The simple understanding is because Mafsik Chatova, that's based on the Tosfos of Neighbor Menachai. The Magen Avraham's, you know, explanation for why there's an Yisrael HaChil Kodim, which was that, you know, Masbiya Ritzono, not the Magen Avraham, really Mishra Baruch, maybe, right? Masbiya Ritzono, so that probably could be the reason for that then also. So either way, he mentions Litna Matana. Obviously, he doesn't mean Yisrael Mechira prevents it from being value because he can't get the value. He's saying something else. What is he saying? He then continues. Engufun Mamon Bin Adav Argolam Mamon El Adav Ha'omi Tzartin. So is it Susi Mechza Shire? Is this halacha of Ein Kiddushin Misurei not limited to something which is Lisari? No. So what does the Ramban mean here? I think what he's telling you is, maybe, I'm suggesting. I think the best way to interpret it, the way I would prefer to interpret it, is the Ramban is saying, this thing is a non-item halachically. It's also you do anything with it. The only thing halacha has in mind for this thing, the only thing we view it is fodder for fire, to be burned. Not even burned to be netted, just to be burned. This is a nothing. It has no value because the Torah determines it has no value. The Torah dictates it has no value. So it's not relevant. It's not. I mean, he mentions Omi the Serifah, but even if we're just Omi the Gvura, the point is, it's something which the Torah views as being a non-entity, and therefore not, doesn't have value. The alternative would be to say, well, maybe he means the use idea, right? That, you know, there's nothing for you to do with it. So therefore, the person you're selling it to can't own it. I don't think that's what he has in mind. I think he has in mind what I'm saying. Namely, this is a nothing. You can't get value for it because all din. The Torah says, this is not to be traded, this is not to be enjoyed, this is to be, if anything, just fodder for fire. And therefore, ein lahem damim. That's the reason ein lahem damim. Once it's so, it gets all the other way, whoever you get in the market. Okay. So, coming back now, I guess I'll set it up for picking up next time, but coming back now to the question of Rashi. Rashi Bala Yitter, Bahak, they say, why is it that Kiddushin Bisurin HaDarbanan is no good? Because Afkinim. So it says the Ritva and Amir Peretz, forget Afkinim. Ain lo darman. It's just not valuable. So the question is, right, what did Rashi say? So the answer is, well, we have to determine, why is it that it has no value? Why is it that Yisurin HaDarbanan have no value? And then we'll see whether or not we need to invoke a different mechanism for Darbanan. Now, if the reason is because people don't buy things that are they have no use for, and we assume compliance with halacha, so people have no use for it, and therefore we're not going to find people. So then what's the answer? It's right on their bottom, but they naturally will have no dumb. But it doesn't matter why you can't use it. The bottom line is, I'm not paying for something I have no ability to use. Unless you assume that the halacha will take into account the fact that, you know, people are less likely, if this is true, I don't even know if it's true, but they're less likely to heed the Rabbanan's Isser Hanah. Then you could say, you know what? The answer to your question, in Paris, you say, you know, Loyin to Lukonim, that's true if you're dealing with Isser Hanah Deraisa. Nobody wants to violate the Deraisa. But if that's not true, that would be an answer, but I don't believe it. It's a good one. Right? Rabbanan Paris has said, and you got it? Rabbanan Paris has said, because Loyin to Lukonim and Aslamo. So the Loyin to Lukonim part, That's a good argument, if that's the basis for the Suriyana not having Shobi. So that's one option. The other option is to say, what's the reason that it has no Shobi? Not because you don't have anybody in the market willing to pay for it, but because it's us to bring it to the market. The Islamophra. Again, Arabian Parrots actually said both. Obviously, you see how Arabian Parrots thinks about it. If you assume that, then what about Isurin and Urbana? So I think it's quite compelling to say, well, then it also won't matter why it's us. So the bottom line is, halacha does not enable you, doesn't give you the keys to realizing any kind of exchange value, and therefore it doesn't have it. I think there's a little bit more room to wonder, is that necessarily so obvious? You know, maybe their banan's barring you from the market is not the same as the Torah's barring you from the market. I think it's a possibility I've wondered otherwise. But it makes a lot of sense. If the Isra Mechira is the reason, right, you have no access to the market, therefore you can't attribute value to it, you have no access to it because it's illegal for you to do it. So then it makes a lot of sense to say, it doesn't really matter why you have no access to it. I'm not allowed to cash the check. So you can't tell me that it's equivalent to a certain amount of value when you tell me I also am not allowed to do it. Right. However, if we say, first of all, there is a market for it. Second of all, the fact that it's usher to sell it, it doesn't mean there's no value for it. It's still changeable on the market. We hope you don't do it, but the Maisa, the fact is, this thing on the market gets you this price, gets you this value, so it has value. Why is it that there's no Shobi? Why is it Ein Damam Chametz Pesach? So the answer is, because the Torah is Mafkia that value. The Torah strips it of all significance, because the Torah is Meracha Koksi. Right? If that's the case, so then already you understand very well, well, maybe the Rashi, maybe the Baladir Bahag are saying, are there a button doing that? When the Rabbanan say, this thing is Asar B'Hanah, are they reproducing the entire program of the Torah's, this is something which is Haram, right? This is something which is stripped of all significance. The Rabbanan had the power to do it? Let's assume they had the power to do it. Is that their interest in doing? So maybe Rashi will say, the answer is no. That when the Torah, Asar B'Hanah, was part of a program where the Torah is stripping it of all significance, that's why it has no value. But the Rabbanim came along and they say, this chametz is asur hanah, but the Rabbanim, they don't allow you to eat it. They don't allow you to benefit from it in any way. But is it haram? There's no legal recognition of that? No. And therefore, when we say mekadosh v'chametz, if it's mekadosh v'chametz, isur hanah, the Rabbanim is no good. So first of all, you could say, and therefore what? And therefore, let's say Rashba, mekadosh v'chametz, isur hanah, the Rabbanim is good. Right? Let's forget even Rashi. We've been focusing on Rashi. The truth is, if you focus on the opinion, it holds. Yisuri Chametz Derabanan, like the Rosh recites in the name of Tosfos, it actually does generally work. It's only a Chumra of Chametz Pesach. The general point is that Chametz Yisuri Derabanan does work. Why is that? The answer is because it has Shobi. It's not having Shobi when it's Yisuri Hanah Deraisa. It's part of a general program of the Torah, pacing beyond human interest, human capacity to interact with. That's not what we're doing. We're not in that business. We just don't want you to eat it. We don't want you to be natural. So that's what we did. We asked about enough. So if that's the case, so the normal thing will be Kiddushin Bisurin HaDarabanan Mekudeshes, because it has Shobi.
We got to run.
Okay, all right, so we'll pick this up.